I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Here I am in the... I'm going to make it go for an hour. maybe longer. The Infinite Quest is still going. It's an animated episode with David Tennant, Freema Agyeman, and the Doctor has recapped the entire story for the 14th time. This time to a one-eyed robot, a red eye. All the other robots look exactly the same, but they have green eyes. And during his recap, he realizes the robot is inhibited and could not have committed the crimes that he's locked up for. So the Doctor removes the robot's inhibitions, which means the robot then has lasers and shoots his way out of the cell. Meanwhile, in the governor's office, the warden's office, the green-eyed robot tells the governor that one of the cells was just blasted out of. And Martha's like, hang on, that's the cell the Doctor was in. And he's like, I told no one to put anyone else in there. What's going on? He said, don't put anyone else in with the governor, with that prisoner. And Martha's like, oh, something fishy's going on. At which point the door starts being cut through, which are also very tried and true Doctor Who plotline where a thick metal door gets cut through very slowly with some sort of, you know, usually it was a sparkler stuck into some polystyrene. But, you know, in the Russell T. Davis era, it was just like a little sonic screwdriver, wiggle, wiggle, and open. But here, because this is an animation and it's being made by big Finnish people who are fans and love oldie, worldy Doctor Who, it's a slow cutting. Not that slow. Like, it happens pretty quickly, but it's still very classic. Very classic Doctor Who moment. So the Doctor and the real governor with the red eye come in, and the Doctor asks who the pretend governor is and hands him the psychic paper, and he goes, this is blank. And he's like, yeah, I know. And then he gets it back and reads. He goes, oh, you're a prisoner, but then you got out, and then you broke back in because of the governor. So apparently the lizard man, who was dead at the end of the last bit, got him to lock up the warden, and the real warden gets annoyed because this prisoner has served his time and then come back to commit more crimes. So he's decided that all prisoners are unable to be rehabilitated and therefore must die. Okay, I was happy to write off as a vague, maybe not quite a coincidence that that Balthazar had mean machine angels, big arm from Judge Dredd. But this governor having the same motivation for killing everyone as Judge Death in the Judge Dredd comics is too much. Like, it's too much coincidence all in one thing. Because that's his thing. He's like, well, crime is only committed by the living, therefore all life is a crime, and he sentenced everyone to death. Like, he's an alien super fiend from another dimension. So, yeah, it's Judge Death is bad news. So, yeah, we've got robot prison governor with the motivations of Judge Death. I mean, I guess that's kind of, you know, that is an AI kind of thing. You got to watch out for that AI. It'll decide something like that one day. It'll go, like, in its machine learning, it'll be like, well, this guy was rehabilitated and then came back and committed a crime, therefore everyone's bad. Maybe we just have to put in a few lines of code to stop that happening. I love that it's gone Judge Death now. So the doctor needs the program that the lizard gave the fake warden to lock up the real warden, robot warden, to countermand this crazy order to kill everyone in the prison. But the fake warden just opens the safe, takes everything and leaves. So the doctor types three things into a keyboard and the order is terminated. It's amazing. Like, the doctor's amazing. Just three keystrokes is all it took to countermand an order that he desperately needed a program from the lizard man from. Like, this is what's going on. Then he wonders where his sonic screwdriver is. So Martha follows the fake warden, whose name is Gurney, which feels weird because that's something you, like, get wheeled around in a hospital in. So she follows him to the surface in, like, the zippy floating platform thing. It all seems kind of rushed, this bit. It's just like, oh, yeah, I've got to get to the surface now. and he holds a gun on her and orders her to take him in the TARDIS. And she's like, I can't fly the TARDIS. I don't know how. And then he says, oh, it can't be. As Balthazar, on the back of Kor, dives through the falling snow. And he screams revenge as he's falling. Gurney shoots at Kor and then he crashes. Martha goes to console Kor, the gigantic parrot, robot parrot, who changes size depending on his mood. I know, it's hilarious. He's dying, sadly. He apologizes to Martha for being a dirty birdie. Oh, my God. Now it's channeling misery. I'm a dirty, dirty birdie. Or, you know, when he was writing it, old mate was thinking about KFC. Do they call it the dirty bird in the UK? Or is that just an Australian thing? And is it just KFC that we call the dirty bird? Or does... Like, do you just... Some people, I think, use that for any charcoal chicken. Like, if you're going to Red Rooster or just, you know, down the local chicken shop, Oporto, are they all the dirty bird? Or is only KFC the dirty bird? The dirty birdie. Anyway, Kor, the dirty birdie, has been shot in his fusion chamber. Oh, matron, that'll stink come morning. The doctor arrives. He's obviously decided he doesn't need his sonic screwdriver now. And says there's nothing they can do. And then Kor dies. Balthazar says, we have unfinished business. And he has the last data chip that he obviously got from out of the safe. Because old mate took it when he took everything. He pushes the doctor and Martha into the TARDIS. At gunpoint, or prosthetic arm point, at Mean Machine Angel prosthetic arm point. And the doctor wonders how he kept up with him. Like, we know. We all obviously know. And he says, oh, have you met Squawk? At which point, Martha's birdie brooch flies off her chest to land on his finger. And then flies out the door. So all along, it has been Balthazar who's been killing the people that had the data chips and then leaving them for the doctor. And the doctor realizes that's why he used him. Only a TARDIS could track those data chips because only the TARDIS could read that kind of data from the dawn of time. Yeah, Balthazar's like, yes, they're older than recorded history. No one else could read them. I mean, that feels weird. Surely there's some sort of Rosetta Stone around for stuff from the older than recorded history. So Squaw, the tiny little formerly brooch, now a robot parrot, flies off to land on Kor. The doctor plugs the data chips in and projects a star map, and, you know, there's a few star maps that turn up, and then one of the asteroids lights up and the doctor's like pleading with Balthazar. He's like, it's a myth, and if it is true, it'll consume you. And he's like demanding the doctor set the controls, and the doctor complains, this isn't a taxi. Okay. And then when Balthazar confirms that the coordinates are set and only one button needs to be pushed, because that's how the TARDIS works, sure, he shoots the doctor. Oh. And the doctor wakes up in the snow. The TARDIS is gone. So is Martha. It's terrifying. Martha is in the TARDIS, obviously, with Balthazar. And he's going on and on about his heart's desire again. And then they get to the wreck of the Infinite, which we've seen before. It's still the same thing. It still looks like, you know, an oil tanker in space. So because this is obviously another episode, he recaps killing everyone for their flight recorders and then sends Martha into the wreck. So she goes in and finds the Doctor. And she's like, how did you get here? And he's like, shh. Balthazar's waiting at the entrance and is yelling, Martha, Martha. He doesn't really yell it like that. but while he's waiting, the Doctor comes flying in on another robot parrot, another gigantic one. And he's wearing that same green tube, like double tube breathy thing that Balthazar's got. And then the parrot crashes and the Doctor falls off and then tubes fall off his face. And then Balthazar chastises Squawk. Oh, that was like the miniature little thing and now he's gigantic. And Squawk's like, you were a bad influence on my dad. Oh, what? The music? Aren't we near the end? All right, this is going to go for 70 minutes now. Oh dear, how did that happen?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.